Ahmed Al-Saba, a Kuwaiti sheikh who for years has been one of the most influential power brokers in global sports, faces more than a year in prison. After being convicted in a forgery case in Switzerland, Sheikh Ahmed was found guilty along with four others. In a case in which prosecutors successfully argued that he was the mastermind of a complex plot to implicate another member of the Kuwaiti royal family. In a scheme to overthrow the country's ruler, Sheikh Ahmed was in the wood-paneled court. As the sentence was read out by the presiding judge, he said he would appeal the ruling and declared his innocence as he prepared to leave the court. The judgment not only threatens his liberty, but also his future role in sports, where his influence has stretched from the upper echelons of the International Olympic Committee to the top of world football, and beyond. "I know I didn't do anything. I will wait for the appeal," Sheikh Ahmed told reporters at the court. "I will never stop, because I believe I am innocent. The case is not the only legal issue that has blighted Sheikh Ahmed in recent years. He is also an indicted co-conspirator in a United States Department of Justice corruption case that led to the conviction of a senior football official in 2017. Sheikh Ahmed subsequently resigned from FIFA's ruling council and pledged to withdraw from football. While the case was being litigated since November 2018, he has been declared self-suspended by the International Olympic Committee after the charges that led to the court ruling. Until then, he had been a key lieutenant to the IOC's president Thomas Bach, whose election victory in 2013 he helped to mastermind by securing key votes. He is also credited with winning support for Tokyo's bid to stage the recently completed 2020 Olympics. Much of Sheikh Ahmed's power stems from his control of the Olympic Council of Asia, a body set up by his father 40 years ago. Despite relinquishing all his other official roles in sports as the allegations and accusations mounted, Ahmed continued to lead that organization until the court ruling. When the group said that he would step aside temporarily, prosecutors in Geneva successfully argued that Sheikh Ahmed, his English former lawyer, a Kuwaiti aide, and two more Swiss-based lawyers orchestrated a sham arbitration case in order to frame other royals in a coup plot. "It's very strange. I've been a long time as a criminal lawyer in Geneva. It's the first time I've seen a sham arbitration," said Pascal Moore, the lawyer for Nasser al-Muhammad al-Saba, a former prime minister of Kuwait who was one of the figures Sheikh Ahmed tried to frame. "It was very sophisticated in the way they planned it. But it was not very sophisticated in the way they realized it, because they made many mistakes in their organization. And in the way they forged documents for the IOC, the case is another embarrassing episode involving one of its most senior figures." The organization said it would not take action against Sheikh Ahmed because he had decided to suspend himself. Sheikh Ahmed's only character witness was scheduled to be François Carrard, the IOC's longtime former director general who continues to serve as its legal advisor. Mr. Carrard did not show up in court, with the court citing an unspecified medical issue despite his legal troubles. Sheikh Ahmed has continued to play an influential role in sports behind the scenes. A candidate for a seat on FIFA's governing council claimed that she was told she did not stand a chance of winning because Sheikh Ahmed had already decided that a rival candidate from Bangladesh should retain the seat. The Court of Arbitration for Sport, also based in Switzerland, sided with the woman, Maryam Mohammed, a football official from the Maldives, and agreed that Sheikh Ahmed had actively interfered in the elections held in 2019 by the Asian Football Confederation to achieve his desired outcome. Mohammed told the court that she was told to drop her candidacy, and that in return Ahmed would use his influence in international football circles to obtain any other position of her choosing at the AFC or FIFA. Sheikh Ahmed's influence has also stretched beyond the sports world. As a senior Kuwaiti royal, he has been a government minister, and he was also Secretary General of the Organization of Petroleum Exporting Countries, the influential cartel for oil-producing nations at the height of his power. The sheikh, known for his burly security entourage, was a magnet for sports officials looking to secure highly sought-after committee roles and other sinecures. He spent decades building his portfolio, which started from running the Asian Olympic body after the murder of his father during the 1990 invasion of Kuwait by Iraq. His roles multiplied rapidly, and at one point numbered almost a dozen. Remember to follow Golia by hitting the follow button and slapping a 5-star review on the show or tapping the love icon. Let's get to 1 million followers and tune in daily for new episodes.